Welcome to A-Level Chemistry Unlocked, the podcast that gets you exam ready, one topic at a time. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most rewarding topics in A-Level Chemistry, the properties of Period 3, elements, and their oxides. This is specification reference 3.2.4, and it comes up year after year in exams. So grab your notes, because by the end of this episode, you'll have everything you need to nail those questions. Let's start with the big picture. Period 3 runs from sodium, atomic number 11, all the way across to argon at atomic number 18. That's Na, Mg, Al, C, P, S, Cl, and R. As we move across this period, the number of protons increases by one each time, and this single fact drives almost every trend you'll need to explain. More protons means a higher nuclear charge, which pulls electrons closer and changes the type of bonding, and that changes everything. The structure, the melting point, and crucially how the oxides behave with water. Now for the exam, you need to know the specific oxides. Sodium oxide, Na2O. Magnesium oxide, MgO. Aluminum oxide, Al2O3. Silicon dioxide, SiO2. Phosphorus pentoxide, P4O10. Sulfur dioxide, SO2. And sulfur trioxide, SO3. Learn those formulae cold. Examiners will not accept wrong formulae. They cost you marks immediately. Let's talk about the reactions of the elements themselves first. Sodium reacts vigorously with water. You've probably seen this in the lab. The equation is 2 Na plus 2H2O gives 2 NaOH plus H2. The sodium hydroxide produced is a strong alkali, so the solution has a high pH, around 13 to 14. Magnesium also reacts with water, but much more slowly. It reacts more readily with steam. The equation with water is Mg plus 2H2O gives MgOH2 plus H2. The magnesium hydroxide is only slightly soluble, so the pH is lower, around 9 to 10. This is a key comparison examiners love. Why does sodium react more vigorously than magnesium? The answer is that sodium has a lower ionization energy. It loses its outer electron more easily. Sodium has one outer electron and a smaller nuclear charge relative to its shielding, making it more reactive. Now let's move on to the formation of oxides. When period 3 elements burn in excess oxygen, they form their oxides. Sodium burns to give sodium oxide. 4 Ne plus O2 gives 2 Ne2O. Magnesium burns brilliantly white. 2 megagrams plus O2 gives 2 AngGO. Aluminium also burns. 4 Al plus 3O2 gives 2 Al2O3. Silicon burns to give silicon dioxide. C plus O2 gives SiO2. Phosphorus burns vigorously. P4 plus 5O2 gives P4O10. Sulfur burns with a blue flame. S plus O2 gives SO2. And SO2 can be further oxidized to SO3 in the presence of a catalyst. These equations must be balanced correctly. Examiners award one mark for the correct formula and one mark for correct balancing. Right now, the really important part, what happens when these oxides react with water? This is where the acid-base chemistry comes in, and it's the heart of this topic. Sodium oxide is a basic oxide. It reacts vigorously with water. Na2O plus H2O gives 2 NaOH. Sodium hydroxide is a strong alkali, fully dissociated, so the pH of the resulting solution is around 13 to 14. Magnesium oxide is also a basic oxide, but it's less reactive. MgO plus H2O gives MgOH2. Magnesium hydroxide is only sparingly soluble and is a weak base, so the pH is around 9. Now here's where it gets interesting. Aluminium oxide, Al2O3, is amphoteric. That means it can act as both an acid and a base. It doesn't react with water directly, but it reacts with both acids and alkalis. With hydrochloric acid, Al2O3 plus 6 HCl gives 2 AlCl3 plus 3 H2O. With sodium hydroxide, Al2O3 plus 2 NaOH plus 3 H2O gives 2 AAlT4. That's sodium tetrahydroxaluminate. Examiners love this amphoteric behavior. It's a classic four-mark question. Silicon dioxide is a giant covalent structure. It's insoluble in water, so it doesn't react. However, it is acidic in character and will react with hot concentrated alkali. SiO2 plus 2 not OH gives not 2 SiO3 plus H2O. This is the reaction used to make sodium silicate. Phosphorus pentoxide is a strongly acidic oxide. P4O10 plus 6H2O gives 4H3PO4, phosphoric acid. The pH of this solution is around 2 to 3. Sulfur dioxide dissolves in water to give sulfurous acid. SO2 plus H2O gives H2SO3. This is a weak acid, pH around 2 to 3. Sulfur trioxide reacts very vigorously with water to give sulfuric acid. So 3 plus H2O gives H2SO4. Sulfuric acid is a strong diprotic acid. It fully dissociates in dilute solution, giving a pH of around 1. This is the most acidic of all the period 3 oxide solutions. So the overall trend is clear. Moving across, period 3 from left to right, the oxides go from strongly basic, through amphoteric, through weakly acidic, to strongly acidic. The pH of the resulting solutions decreases from left to right. This is because the nature of the bonding changes. The left-hand oxides are ionic and release hydroxide ions in water, while the right-hand oxides are covalent and react with water to release hydrogen ions. Now let's talk about melting points. Another favorite exam topic, the trend in melting points across period 3 is not a simple increase or decrease, it's more complex, and you need to explain it in terms of structure and bonding. Sodium, magnesium, and aluminium are all metals with giant metallic structures. Their melting points increase from Na at 98 degrees Celsius to Mg at 650 degrees to Al at 660 degrees. Why? Because as we move from Na to Mg to Al, the number of delocalized electrons per atom increases. Sodium has 1, magnesium has 2, aluminium has 3. More delocalized electrons means stronger metallic bonding, so more energy is needed to break the structure. Silicon has the highest melting point in period 3 at 1414 degrees Celsius. This is because silicon has a giant covalent structure like diamond with strong covalent bonds throughout the lattice. It takes enormous energy to break all those bonds. Then there's a dramatic drop at phosphorus. P4 molecules are held together only by weak van der Waals forces between the molecules. The same applies to S8 molecules in sulfur, Cl2 molecules in chlorine, and R atoms in argon. These are all simple, molecular or atomic substances with only weak intermolecular forces. Their melting points are very low. Sulfur is slightly higher than phosphorus because S8 molecules are larger than P4 molecules, so they have stronger van der Waals forces. Argon has the lowest melting point because it exists as single atoms with the weakest possible intermolecular forces. The key examiner phrase here is, the larger the molecule, the stronger the van der Waals forces, and the higher the melting point. Use that phrase and you'll pick up marks. Now, let me give you the exam tips and common mistakes section. This is where students lose marks unnecessarily. Common mistake number one, writing the wrong formula for an oxide. Phosphorus pentoxide is P4O10, not P2O5. Yes, the empirical formula is P2O5, but the molecular formula is P4O10. Examiners accept both, but you should know both. Common mistake number two, forgetting to balance equations. When aluminum oxide reacts with sodium hydroxide, the equation is Al2O3 plus 2NaOH plus 3H2O gives 2AnAlOH4. That's a complex equation. Practice it until it's automatic. Common mistake number three, confusing basic oxide with alkali. An oxide is basic if it reacts with acids to form a salt and water. An alkali is a soluble base. MgO is a basic oxide, but not an alkali because it's only sparingly soluble. Na2O produces an alkali when dissolved in water. Common mistake number four, saying silicon dioxide reacts with water to form an acidic solution. It doesn't. It's insoluble. SiO2 is acidic in character, but does not dissolve in water. Only react it with hot concentrated alkali. Common mistake number five, not explaining the melting point trend in terms of structure and bonding. Just saying the forces are stronger is not enough. You must say what type of structure it is, what type of bonding or intermolecular force is present, and why that requires more or less energy to overcome. Exam tip, when a question asks you to explain the trend in melting points across period 3, structure your answer in three parts: metals with giant metallic structure and increasing delocalized electrons, silicon with giant covalent structure and strong covalent bonds throughout, and nonmetals with simple molecular structure and weak van der Waals forces. That three-part structure will earn you full marks on a six-mark question. Now for the quickfire recall quiz, I'll ask the question, pause for a few seconds, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the product when sodium oxide reacts with water? The answer is sodium hydroxide, NaOH. The equation is Na2O plus H2O gives 2 NaOH. Question two, what term describes an oxide that reacts with both acids and bases? The answer is amphoteric. Aluminum oxide is the key example in period three. Question three, why does silicon have the highest melting point in period three? Because silicon has a giant covalent structure with strong covalent bonds throughout the lattice, requiring a large amount of energy to break. Question four, what is the approximate pH of a solution formed when sulfur trioxide reacts with water? pH 1, because sulfuric acid is a strong acid that fully dissociates. Question 5. Why does the melting point increase from sodium to aluminium? Because the number of delocalized electrons per atom increases from 1 in sodium to 2 in magnesium to 3 in aluminium, strengthening the metallic bonding. And finally, let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points to take away from today's episode. 1. Period 3 oxides show a clear trend from basic on the left to acidic on the right, with aluminum oxide being the amphoteric exception in the middle. 2. The 7 key oxides are Na2O, MgO, Al2O3, SiO2, P4O10, SO2, and SO3. Learn their formulae and their reactions with water. 3. Melting points across. Period 3 reflect 3 different structural types. Giant metallic for Na to Al, giant covalent for Si, and simple molecular for P to A. 4. SiO2 does not react with water. It is insoluble. This is a very common exam trap. 5. Al2O3 is amphoteric. It reacts with both HCl and NaOH. Know both equations. 6. The pH trend of oxide solutions decreases from left to right across period 3, from pH 14 for NaOH down to pH 1 for H2SO4. Always explain melting point trends by naming the structure type, the type of bonding or intermolecular force, and the energy required to overcome it. That's it for today's episode of A-Level Chemistry Unlocked. You've covered reactions of elements with water, formation of oxides, reactions of oxides with water, and their pH values, amphoteric behavior of aluminum oxide, and the melting point trends across period 3. That's a full topic. Well done for sticking with it. Go and practice those equations, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.